I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Thousands of children in the U.S. visit the hospital emergency department each year due to falls and accidents while bicycling. Dr. Elizabeth Greer is here to talk about the importance of wearing a helmet to significantly reduce the risk of severe injury to children from bicycles, scooters, skateboards, and other wheeled recreational activities. Dr. Greer is a pediatric emergency medicine fellow at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Greer, give us an overview of the childhood head injuries that occur from bicycling each year in the U.S.
The American Academy of Pediatrics estimates that 270,000 children under the ages of 14 are treated yearly in hospital emergency rooms from bike-related injuries. Nearly 50% of the children 14 and under hospitalized for those injuries are diagnosed with a brain injury. Our common emergency department visits can be prevented by using safety equipment such as helmets, elbow pads, and wrist guards while partaking in these activities. And recognition of street safety is very important as well. Certified helmets prevent head and brain injuries, and it's up to families to encourage and normalize the safety equipment.
And how effective are these helmets at really reducing these injuries?
Bicycle helmets have shown to reduce the risk of head injury by as much as 85 to 88%. There's been a reduction of 54% in the number of bike-related deaths since 1999, and we know a lot of that can be attributed to increased use of helmets.
What's the most important thing that parents and caregivers need to know to prevent these kinds of injuries?
Kids follow their parents' lead, and if they see their parents wearing helmets on their own, they're much more likely to do so. Parents should reinforce the use of helmets for any wheeled activity, including bicycles, scooters, skateboards, and on any surface, not just on the street, but in their driveway as well.
What details do we need to know about getting a good helmet or a helmet that fits a child as far as prevention?
The biggest thing that's going to be important is that, one, a bicycle helmet should have a hard outer shell with a shock-absorbing inner core that is at least 1.5 inches thick. More importantly is the fit of the helmet. There's three things to remember when you're getting a good fit on your child's helmet, and that's the eyes, ears, and mouth rule. The eyes, your child should be able to look out forward and not have any obstruction of their view and be able to look up and see the tip of their helmet. Their ears, the strap should make a V around their ears, one strap in front and one behind, and come together under the ear. And then the mouth, you should feel your helmet tug on your head when you open your mouth. If it doesn't, you need to tighten those straps. And of course, if your straps are not buckled on your helmet, it will not provide any protection.
And these sorts of rules that we're putting in place in the family about helmet use, they apply to kids of all ages.
Yes, teens are at higher risk of bicycle fatalities, and I suspect that is largely related to having less supervision and that teens are more likely to partake in risk-taking activities. So it really does apply to all children of all ages.
Dr. Greer, thanks for this information about using helmets to prevent injuries in kids.
You're so welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.